This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hello, Paul Macon. Hello to all the wonderful people who download this audio every week. We appreciate it. But if you can all send us $10 each, we'd even be more happy.
No, we can't do that because...
Oh, we can't do that, sorry.
No, we can't do that because you often warn our podcast listeners about, from calls... What's that place?
Oh, Call Centre Stand.
Call Centre Stand. Now, those sort of people ask you to send money to them, but we don't because we're honest people. Now, I know you're an honest man.
I am. But if you can still send us $10 each, we'll be very happy.
Okay, we'll move on. Hey, listen, lots of subjects to talk about today. Now, should we be worried about virus malware infections, say, on an Apple computer?
There's been a bit of talk in the media about this, so I thought I'd bring it up again. Now, I've got Apple computers. I've got Windows computers as well, as you would expect, being the sort of tech guy that I am. What happens is that if you do the right thing, as on a Windows computer, no, you don't. So, you know, some of the talk of the media is that Apple computers can be infected. Yes, when you read the fine detail, it's from people that have downloaded pirated software, movies and TV shows from sketchy sites. Mm. Now, if you do that, you probably deserve to go along and get infected on there as well. So if you don't do that, if you don't browse to sketchy sites as well, and there's a setting on the Apple computers which says only allow apps from the App Store and identified developers. That means, and that's why Apple computers are very secure, that only Apple-approved software will run. So if you go to some site that's in Call Centre Stand and try and download something because you don't want to pay for it, it will say, we're not running on this computer. Now, if you turn it off, you're a bit of an idiot. Got to say that as well. So currently I say to people, you don't need any antivirus software on an Apple computer. If you've got it on there, I'd remove it because it always runs better without it.
And it's cheaper too because you don't have to pay for something.
Exactly right. You've already paid enough for the Apple computer. Why pay more?
Hear, hear. Now, Facebook, we either love them or hate them. But it's interesting, you went a-searching and noticed something to do with Facebook, and you can tell the listeners about it.
Look, there's a setting in there. If you head over to the left-hand corner of the screen now on the new Facebook, you'll see a thing called Favourites on there. Favourites I absolutely love because you can go along and say, I want to see everything from Fab FM, Richard Pascoe, my friends. Notice I put us first, Paul, of course.
Of course.
And you can go along and click on that. Then when you get up and you log on to Facebook, go to Favourites and it'll show you what we're all doing. So you can go along because people always go, I'm friends with Aunt Frieda, lovely woman, but I never seem to see what she's doing at the moment when she's on Facebook. Added to favourites, she will pop up for you. I reckon it's a great, great feature, and it helps filter that noise out of Facebook that you get somewhere sometimes.
Mm, mm. Now, as I said when I was talking to you about that, I said Facebook, you either love it or hate it. Now, there's been some real issues with Facebook from time to time. How is Facebook now regarded, do you think, in the world of techie stuff?
Not too bad. Not as bad as TikTok.
Oh, yes. Now, TikTok, you've been on the radio and TV stations talking about this. You are not a TikTok fan.
No, I'm not a TikTok fan at all for many reasons out there. I think parents, you really need to talk to your kids about this. They've got some features in there which I think is quite creepy. They've got a facial scanning feature. So for people out who don't know what TikTok is, it's a social media app. So what happens is, imagine you get up in the morning, Paul, you're cleaning your teeth, and you say, I'm going to film that, put it to music and put it on TikTok. That's the sort of stuff that's up there. It looks like a bit of fun, but what happens is that people go along and will literally go along and say, I really like what Paul did. I'm going to scan his face in the app. And what happens is TikTok searches for everywhere your face is or has appeared on TikTok. Mm. Now, if we take that to the extreme, what they're doing is that some people will probably do that with kids. because there are a lot of kids on TikTok. That's number one. Number two is that it's a Chinese company. People say we've got no relation back to the Chinese government. Unfortunately, there is a law in China that says that the government can compel any business to hand over any information that is requested of them. That really starts to annoy me just a bit.
Yes. Now, Richard, facial recognition, tracking down people, getting vital information from them, an interesting way and a kind of a sneaky way for China to get information on our citizens. And I'm not being over dramatic when I say that.
No, you're not. And I think we have to realise this sort of thing at the moment. So, you know, TikTok, very big company. I think off the top of my head it's worth about $75 billion. So you're generating huge revenue for China every time you use TikTok. So, you know, I'd like that thought in the back of your mind. But there is also some things on TikTok that really worry me. Guns are all over TikTok. If you want to keep your kids away from guns, TikTok is not the platform to go along and be on. So there's lots of posts on guns on there as well. There are challenges on TikTok which really probably bother me as well. One's an outlet challenge where, you know, the charges that go into the wall pole. What they do on TikTok is they slide a coin in the back. Please don't anybody do this. Slide a coin in the back and cause sparks and fires to come out of it.
Oh, dear. Yes. Well, look, I think people should be aware of that. And thank you so much for the warning, Richard. We appreciate it.
No, I think, see, it's a subject, and honestly, parents, talk to your kids about TikTok because, you know, I get greatly concerned over that.
Now, Richard, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Richard, during this time of COVID-19, we've been seeing a lot of people, particularly on television, and people will be using it privately, is using Zoom, a Zoom call or Skype or something like that. When you're talking on these, look at your webcam.
Might be a good idea, Paul. We see people with their eyes wandering all over the place, including our former Prime Minister when he gets on TV.
Which one? Because we've had so many.
We have, Paul. The one that has a close resemblance to Mr. Sheen.
Kevin who?
Rudd. So,
right.
You know, can I just say, I never forgave Kevin Rudd, right, when he rolled Julie.
Yes.
Now, hang on, I've got a reason behind that. Because that night that he did it, I was all set to watch The Block that night, and I had to wait another night to see what happened on The Block.
Yeah.
Never forgiven him for that.
Well, hang on. It wasn't his fault. There was another mob doing the knifing. It wasn't his fault. He got knifed.
Oh, there was one night there. I still blame him, Paul. I'm sorry.
How do you blame him? He was the knifee.
Do it during the day.
Righto. Let's move... Let's move on. But you're right. And also, you know what annoys me is when you see the people where the camera's under their nose.
Oh, yeah, position it. You've got to look nice, people. You know, can we just let, you know, if you've got three chins, we don't really want to see them.
Yes, there's more chins than in a Chinese phone book.
I thought I'd start you off on that one because I knew you'd come back with it. Exactly.
It's
right.
An old gag.
But it's a great gag.
It's a goodie. Yeah.
So you're always, you know, it's like when you take selfies, people just raise the camera up slightly over your head so that it makes you go along and you don't have all the chin showing at the time. So look at the camera, be natural when you look at the camera as well. And I'm also going to say, look at what's behind you as well. I was on a call the other week. With multiple people on the screen, and I knew somebody on the call, sent him a bit of a text message halfway through the call and said, move the camera to the left. So he inched the camera over to the left, and he rang me after and said, why? I said, because your girlfriend's underwear was hanging on the door behind you.
Yes, well, that can be embarrassing.
It can be too. And if you talk with your hands, be natural when you talk.
Yes.
You just, it's like you're sitting in front of them. So look at them and be yourself.
Yes, that's a good idea. Now, look, I mean, it all would depend on the quality of camera, but I've been noticing on interviews, because everybody's being interviewed with the Zooms and the Skypes and all that, sometimes the image is absolutely amazing, and in some cases it is crap.
Terrible in some of them.
Yes, and the audio is bad on some of them, but the audio is good on some of them. And I noticed some people wearing microphones. Now, are you able to have a decent camera where you could have a microphone on yourself and not necessarily the one that's on the computer?
You can. A lot of people are turning their phones on the side and then using earphones. You'll see things like the new phones, earphones from Apple. They'll put those in there as well, and they will use those, or they will have a microphone on their desktop as well. But a lot of people will use their phones, basically turn it around because it's a nice high-quality image. The one thing I'd always say to you is to start your internet connection afresh every time. Checking emails in the background as well. We don't have Google Chrome open. We don't have, you know, the wife in the background on Netflix or, you know, in the house, because it relies on a decent internet connection to make sure that you look your best.
But I tell you what, there's chalk and cheese with the images of these interviews.
Oh, there is. Got to say, if you've got a Microsoft Surface, great, great camera on those.
Okay.
Wonderful camera on those. They're producing very, very high quality pictures.
Okay. Well, now we're going to look at our tech item of the week. And this week, for your tech item, it's a Sony Reon Pocket. What the hell's that?
Paul. Okay, the Sony Reon Pocket was announced to coincide with the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, so it's not going on. But Sony's going to release it. This, Paul, is a portable air conditioner that you can take with you.
Oh, you have some beauties.
I do. First of all, you've got to buy the special T-shirt that comes with the Reon Pocket. Now, this thing sits in the middle of your back in the T-shirt, and it's a bit like an Apple Magic Mouse, and people out there would know. So it's like you've got a lump sitting in the middle of your back at
right.
the time.
Right.
It sits in the T-shirt. And they promise, Paul, no tech company would ever lie, to drop your temperature by as much as 5 degrees Celsius on a hot day. So basically what it is, it's a cooling fan that blows down your back. So if you suffer from a sweaty back,
yeah,
this is the T-shirt and gadget for you. You can actually, they've even got an app that goes through to your smartphone as well, so you can go like control the temperature and use motion sensors on there as well. And in wintertime, they promise it might actually be able to warm you up a bit by as much as 4 degrees.
Hey, this doesn't sound like a crap app. It sounds like a darn good app. This is an app that I might buy.
Do you want that lump sitting in your back, Paul? I'm a bit fussy about things like that.
Well, yes, but it's a lump. But it's a lump that does something very, very good, and that's cool you down.
We hear whirring around in the background as it tries to go.
Yes.
But the question is, Paul, how long does this last for?
Okay, how long does it last for?
2 hours. That's it. So pick your 2 hours, people, when you go along and need
it. So then you need to recharge it.
Yeah, you've got to take your T-shirt off, probably give it a bit of a wash, plug it back in again to recharge the thing on there as well.
I'm just wondering why can't we have... This gives me an idea for a gadget. It may well appear on your crap app of the week, but what about getting an extension lead, plugging it into the power and having the little fan on your back so it'd be, and call it the Paul's Lump of Cool.
There we go. That would probably run better than this stupid thing from Sony.
All right.
As well.
Now listen, Sony, correct me if I'm wrong, Sony don't normally come up with crap products. They come up with darn good ones.
Do you know, Paul, a little known fact here, do you know that Sony actually make more money out of insurance policies than they do out of TVs now in around the world?
Is that they're in the insurance business?
They're in the insurance business.
Well, you learn something every day. You're just blowing me over with a feather.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We go from the lump on the back to your website. And what is it?
TalkTech.com.au.
Once again, mate, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. And please, I say to people, get to Richard's website. So much information there. Thanks, mate. Check with you next week.
Thanks, Paul.